Okay, again, good evening. Sorry for the technology. We're just getting back to trying to be normal. So I'm glad to see all of you here this evening. So I am going to ask the clerk to please call the roll call, please. Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Hennick. Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Odusi.
Here.
If I can ask you all to stand to please say the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, we have citizens' comments. We have two. And the first one is Dawn Ms. Gala. Welcome, Dawn.
Thank you. My name is Dawn Ms. Gala. I have been a resident of River Forest for 17 years. As a community member, I would like to recognize Trustee Tom Cargi for his service and support to our community. I had the pleasure of working with Trustee Cargi at the Ad Hoc Deer Committee for over a year and a half. Tom Cargi provided leadership experience on the issue that is affecting our community. For over a year and a half, Trustee Cargi performed his civic duty effectively and efficiently. He did not give up on his role to lead the Ad Hoc Deer Committee. He encouraged all members of the committee to speak their points of view and provide their personal insights. Leading an ad hoc committee is not always easy, but Trustee Cargi should be commended for his leadership in bringing a controversial issue through the proper process and including all stakeholders. Thank you, Trustee Cargi, for your leadership to the community.
Thank you, Dawn.
Okay, thank you very much, Dawn. Is Jan Sager the second speaker?
This is Jan Sager. I want to thank our River Forest Police Chief Jim O'Shea and the Crime Prevention Officer Ben Ransom for the two April June meetings we conducted. The scam and fraud protection meeting on April 15th was about how we can guard against identity theft, burglary, financial phone, mail, home repair scams. It's a never-ending battle against these low-life down buildings. And also thanking them for the quarterly community safety meeting on April 28th. One guest speaker talked about river and
tennis
services. Other addressed police response to autistic individuals, which was especially eye-opening in these communities. The speaker is a police officer with two children in his family diagnosed with autism. So he talked about autism, talked about the individuals with autism, and the family unit, and the community, as well as the police. Both April meetings are on YouTube. Our River Forest Police Department meetings are essential to help us add to our knowledge base and to build awareness. Secondly, I want to mention I went to the Sheridan River ribbon cutting and tour. I attended that event, and I'm so impressed with the Sheridan. It's beautiful. It sits right into River Forest, and I believe it will be a real success. Much thanks to you board members who have the vision to give your strong support for the project from start to completion.
Okay. Thank you, Jan. The Sheridan is a beautiful building. So thank you so much for those kind words. All right, so that concludes our citizens' comments. I don't think there's anybody else that has asked to speak. So we'll move on to elected official comments and announcements. I guess I'll start with you, Trustee O'Connell.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I hope everybody had a happy Mother's Day. I just have a couple things this evening. First off, I just want to remind residents who have remodeling projects going on that take them out of their homes. During this period of time, you're still responsible for maintaining your landscaping and your yard in proper condition. We do have a code enforcement officer who travels around the village. And, you know, if we see something, we're going to react to it. But I just want to give everybody a heads up that that's still an important issue to maintain the quality of life in our community. Secondly, just in case people hear anything out on the streets on this, last week I received a marketing package from a national real estate company with an offering for the Priory property. Now, there's nothing going on with it. We have zoning in place on it, but just want to, in case anybody sees it, the property is officially on the market, but there are no plans for it. So from an economic development standpoint, just wanted to let the citizens know about that. And that's all I have tonight.
Okay. I appreciate it, Bob. Katie, Trustee Brennan?
Yeah, I have just two things I wanted to mention tonight. First, as Jan Sager mentioned, the police department hosted another quarterly community safety meeting since our last meeting. And the video for this meeting is on our village website. I couldn't attend that meeting live, so I watched the video after, and I highly recommend it. It was sort of hard to hear Jan's comments, I think maybe because of the audio. So I'll just, I wouldn't normally reiterate, but I will reiterate. I think she mentioned that there was a sergeant from the Addison Police Department who spoke in conjunction with Autism Awareness Month about resources that can be offered to families and loved ones with the autism diagnosis, and how law enforcement officers can enhance the safety of themselves and the public in times of crisis when it may be difficult or even impossible to explain a diagnosis to first responders. And one particular item that this sergeant mentioned that I hadn't known about it was that our police department has Calm sensory kits that are used to help special needs individuals in state in a case of emergency. So that's interesting that we have those. And then there was also a community liaison individual with River Edge Hospital who spoke about this state-of-the-art facility that's right in our own backyard. One thing I didn't know about River Edge is that it is the largest freestanding psychiatric hospital in Illinois, providing psychiatric issues, but also drug and alcohol addiction. A lot of information on their website. And then the second item is I wanted to thank the developer at Lake and Lathrop for the presentation that they made at our last meeting. I thought the information was very helpful, and I want to reiterate our request that was made for monthly updates on this project. The next date, I believe, will be at our meeting in 2 weeks on May 24th. So those residents and others who are interested in that project should definitely tune in. Also, as requested, the developer's slide deck from their presentation last month now on the Village of River Forest website. It's with our April 26th meeting materials. And I think it would be really even more helpful if that slide deck is viewable on the Lake and Lathrop page on the village website. So I ask that if we can include a link to this slide deck on the Lake and Lathrop page under the April 2021 bullet, where other items that the developer had presented and discussed at that meeting are also mentioned.
Okay, very good, yes. Yep, easy request. Thank you for the idea. Okay, thank you. Trustee Vasquez.
She's being sworn in.
I think I'm happy to save my comments
for the elected. Right, that's what I thought. Oh, okay. Would you like anything to say in general?
I just want to make sure you get the plate right.
Okay, we got to ask everyone to please put your phone on mute, or can we just star six them, John?
I'm muting as I can. They can star six to mute or star six to unmute themselves.
All right. Very good. All right. I think everyone is now muted. Very good. Thank you. So, Rev?
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It's terrific seeing an audience again and being here in person. But I also want to join Trustee Brennan in thanking our Chief O'Shea and our police department for the quarterly meeting. They do a fantastic job. I also want to pre-congratulate our upcoming officers who are going to be recognized and sworn in. But there's more of that later. So, I also went and attended on April, I think it was for the ribbon cutting services for the Sheridan River Forest that I think was alluded to earlier. I know Lisa, John, Chief Bowman, Jeff Lobster also attended, and a number of our staff attended, which is terrific. But one good thing that that was definitely recognized there was that the fact that the Sheridan was very gracious, and they acknowledged and recognized our staff and how easy it was to work with them, and how they felt welcome coming to River Forest. So kudos to the staff for that. Also, by the way, I want to thank also the Chamber, the Oak Park River Forest Chamber of Commerce, who also shared in sponsoring this river cutting event. And I am, on a personal level, very happy that we do have the Sheridan here based on our commitment to Village for our aging in place seniors. And if you have not had an opportunity, and I'm sure I could, even though Jan's comments weren't clearly heard, I heard them because we talked about it before. She also attended, and this place is so, it's beautiful. It's a great place. If you haven't seen it, please go and see it. They're welcoming anyone to come in and give guided tours just so you see it. So you don't feel like you're going to be trapped in the building if you go in. No, it's not that. They really want the residents and anybody who's interested to go in and see what they have. It's a very, very nice place. So kudos to them, and I'm looking forward to for the Sheridan being in River Forest. Last but not least, I also want to give a belated Mother's Day to all the moms and grandmoms and everyone else who serves in a capacity like a mom. In the spirit of DEI, I also want to acknowledge and celebrate Mother's Day. In most Latin and Hispanic cultures, they celebrate Mother's Day on May the 10th, whatever the day falls on. So for all of our Hispanic and Latin American moms, also Feliz Dia de las Madres for them, and happy Mother's Day for them. So that's it. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so then we've got Tom.
Just a selfish observation. Congratulations to my son for graduating from college yesterday. One down, one to go. And he comes home next week, so looking forward to that.
Very good. Thank you, Tom. Okay, Erica?
Thanks. I'd like to start off with a land acknowledgement. So as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on land that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, and Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. I do want to just say welcome to everybody who is in person today. And I'm glad to hear that there are people there. And as we slowly get back into spaces, continue to be mindful of all the different parts that entails, including face masks and things that I know that everybody in that space is doing today. Along the lines of COVID, there have been announcements in the past day or two that 12 to 15 year olds can be vaccinated, and that's been approved, I believe, with the Pfizer vaccine. And so, I know that I, as a parent, have been receiving surveys from the D90 school district on whether I'd be interested in having something like that happen at the middle school. So if you're a parent and you haven't filled out that survey, go ahead and begin to look for opportunities to vaccinate your 12 to 15 year olds. I did want to also acknowledge that the program that many people I know who are on this board have gone through, Race Conscious Dialogues. They have sessions open up for the summertime that begin on July 10th. So if you Google Race Conscious Dialogues, the registration for that is open. And that is opportunities to become more aware of unconscious bias and dominant versus counter narratives in the United States in particular. The one other thing that I wanted to pull from the newsletter that I think came out the last time around is that there will be work that starts to happen on Harlem Avenue on the sidewalks. And that work is going to be occurring, that construction work is going to be occurring to make sure that the sidewalks are more in line with ADA specifics. So if you use that on a regular basis, just know that that work will be there.
Hey, Erica, just to tag onto that, it's already started. I was on Harlem Avenue today, and it seems like they got every corner chopped up already. So just be careful.
Yep. So. Yeah, it's from, I believe, north to Lake Avenue. So.
Yep. A lot of work going on. It's construction. It's becoming construction season now. So very good. Thank you. I have nothing more to add. I just want to thank Rez for stepping in my shoes at the Sheridan and giving a brief presentation and thanks and welcome to our community. I too have heard nothing but great things. I am going to find my way over to the Sheridan soon. So I'm really excited about the about that development. But I have nothing more to add. I just want to thank everyone.
Mind, since Trustee Bochner brought up the issue of vaccines, John, would you be able to just share with everybody at the meeting where walk-in appointments are available in and around River Forest for a COVID vaccine?
Absolutely. So the mass vaccination sites from Cook County are all taking walk-ins now. The two biggest ones near us are Forest Park, the former Hobo, down on Roosevelt Road, and then as well as the, at Triton, of course. Triton Community College also has walk-ins available, so walk-in appointments there. Also, just in the last week, sites in River Forest, so Jewel, CVS, Walgreens all have appointments available, walk-ins. So if you want to make sure you don't have to wait in line, feel free to make an appointment or feel free to walk in when it's convenient for you. And then we'll continue to promote other things we hear about. You know, just last week they had them available at West Suburban for a walk-in clinic as well. And then finally on that, Cook County Department of Public Health is now offering homebound residents scheduled appointments. That link's on our website. So if you know of anybody, you know, especially somebody that might have a hard time using the internet, you might help to make them a homebound resident appointment. That's from the Cook County Department of Public Health.
And John, thanks, those John. Walk-ins are for adults. Are they for 12 to 15 year olds as well?
They're not yet.
That's why I wanted to make sure that was clear. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and so I expect that once that announcement comes that the 12 to 15 year olds are eligible and approved, I expect that a lot of these sites will accept those, those walk-ins as well. We've heard we might hear that announcement as soon as Wednesday, that 12 to 15 year olds would be allowed. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, real good information. And that just, it reminds me to make sure to all of our residents and any visitors or anyone, please sign up for our e-newsletter. A lot of work goes into that e-newsletter and the production of that e-newsletter. Many of the things that the trustees mentioned tonight, which I appreciate emphasizing, is also in the newsletter. Chock full of information. So encourage your neighbors and friends and anyone to sign up. It's easy. Just go up on our website and sign up for e-news and you can get all the information you ever wanted. In fact, about the vaccination, I've heard now supply is higher than demand. So
I don't know if that's true, John, if you're hearing that, but that's, I guess, good news for all of us.
Yeah, I think the continued walk-in availability is kind of indicative of that. And I know that there's just announcements earlier today about the state and county making appointments available at people's workplaces and things like that. So certainly turning the corner on proactive approaches there, which is excellent.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you. Okay, so now we'll go on to recognition about outgoing elected officials. We've got our clerk, Kathleen, Trustee Kargi, and Trustee Hennick. We've got some plaques here, but I'm going to open it up to the trustees first, and then I will go last and then present them with their plaque of thanks. So, Trustee O'Connell?
Thank you. I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge the outgoing trustees and our clerk, our citizen volunteers. It's really an important thing to do. That's why I do it, because it's important and I enjoy it and I feel like I'm giving back to my community. But I just wanted to highlight a couple things. First of all, our outgoing clerk, Kathleen White. You know, it was really kind of interesting how Kathleen kind of came to be in terms of running for village clerk. There are several Saturdays that we were playing bocce over on Lake Street, and Kathleen was, you know, she's kind of looking for something to do and was encouraged by her combatants on the bocce court to run for village clerk, and she did so. And thank you very much for your writing,
too.
Trustee Hennick, who's not with us tonight, ends her village board term. In addition to serving our community as a trustee, Patty and her neighbors on Bonnie Bray created the annual 11-8 stand to honor the victims of September 11th and give back to the community. So I want to thank her for her service. And lastly, Tom Kargi. For those of you who don't know, who are newer to the community, Tom's service goes way back. In addition to his 8 years on the village board, Tom spent 6 years on the park board. Tom's also coached many of the young people in our community. Tom spent 7 years as a coach in baseball for boys and 4 for girls, and I've seen him in action with the girls. I mean, he really took command of those young ladies. 8 years with girls basketball and soccer, 3 years with boys basketball and soccer. And, you know, you may not always agree with Tom, but Tom's interest has always been for the betterment of River Forest.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else want to comment, make a comment on the outgoing trustees and clerk?
There. Kathy, I have a couple comments.
Okay, Katie, thank you.
So I'll start with you, Tom. We'll go in reverse. I acknowledge we are losing the trustee with the most years of service with you, Tom. And I found it really valuable to have your perspective and especially your historical perspective on the board. Not only that, but as Bob said, having served as the park board chair, you brought additional knowledge of another taxing body to our board table. I've always appreciated your questions and your points of view and have been thankful for your sense of humor and admire your passion for the village. And I'm sorry Patty's not with us at the meeting tonight, but I did want to say that I think Patty really set the bar high for her preparation for board meetings and her diligent study on all of the issues that came before the board. She always did her homework, and I've admired how she listened and took resident concerns very seriously and always studied issues from every angle, considered all the possibilities before making a decision. She never took the easy way out, and I know that residents saw, and I saw and appreciated that. And so I'm thankful for her passion for the village. And then Kathleen, it is always a pleasure to work with you. You are calm and caring and a real professional in every way. For that, and thanks for your dedication and for your time, because I know that there's a lot more that you do behind the scenes that I don't see at board meetings. We will miss you.
Thank you, Katie.
There's a few students right
I'd like to provide a couple of comments.
Sure.
So I'll start with Kathleen. If people could mute their phones, that would be great.
Yes, please. I'm going to ask one more time to please mute your phone. No reason it shouldn't be. Thank you.
Kathleen, I did not realize that someone could bring heart to a village clerk position, and you did. And it's been wonderful sitting with you around that table and here. And I just so appreciate all the work that you do. So thank you for your service here. And I too am sorry that Patty can't be here tonight. She did truly make sure to hear all voices on every issue, and her thoroughness and insightfulness into the projects and the items that came onto our board table is, I don't know where she got all the energy and time to do it, but she is just amazing in that work. And Tom, I agree with Katie. Your historical perspective in the everything that's come through, I mean, we'll have things that pop up on our table and you are like able to instantly say, you know, this is very similar to a couple of things that came, you know, around here, the stunning thing 4 years ago, you know, and pull up a couple of examples of that. And so I really respect that. And thank you for being able to provide us with that insight.
Great, thank you.
I'd like to say something.
Sure.
Okay. Well, let me start with Kathleen. I guess, Kathleen, even though I know you've been in River Forest for a number of years, but one thing I felt that I always shared with you is the educational background that we both had. Somehow I felt connected with you for that, based on that. But I also, working with a number of public bodies, I know how tedious and how difficult and how regarding all the paperwork that a clerk has to put together and keep it together and keep us together each meeting as we're going through the motions and et cetera and reading the agenda items. So I thank you for all of that and putting that together and keeping us in on task, so to speak. I will miss you. I wish you ran again, but I respect your decision. So, and I know I'm going to see you around town, so don't be a stranger. With Patty Hennig, you know, her, Patty and I both were elected in the same year. We went through our leadership lab together. So I felt like we were in the same class, so to speak, throughout the term. So I know she's put a lot of work, as acknowledged by Trustee O'Connell, regarding the lemonade and the harvest basket and other community events that she has sponsored and worked on. So I'm sure Patty will continue to do that. And so I thank her for the last 4 years and thank her for her community efforts as well. So last but not least, Tom. Tom, as everyone has acknowledged, he's run for a number of offices, and he's been with it for a long time. Tom, I had the pleasure of at least sitting next to Tom these last 4 years, so it was great to sort of see him in action right next to him. So, Tom, you will be missed, I hope you will still provide your expertise and your opinions and advice, and I'm sure you will, despite the fact you're not going to be sitting at this table any longer. But I would consider you an alumni of River Forest and all the different political positions that you were elected for and serving. So, and I know your heart was in it. I can say that for a fact, as it was acknowledged. and you were doing right by everybody. I'm not even sure if you and I ever disagreed. And so I'm not sure if that's good for us or bad for us. I'm not sure. But either way, I'm taking it as a positive. So thanks, Tom, for all your work, and hope to continue to see you around. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I think that concludes all the trustees that are going to talk. So I just want to say a few, also acknowledge two trustees and a clerk. Unfortunately, Patty's not here, but I echo the sentiment of everybody that talked about Patty. She is, she's been on, I thank her for her 4 years of being on the board. She brought a lot of good information, a good process to the board. I want to thank her for her work on making our communications better for our community. I know her suggestions to make our zoning hearings more inclusive by extending the reach to more residents affected by a zoning matter has been very helpful. She's also been very involved in our community, whether through the Holiday Gift Basket and the Lemonade, a co-founder of the Lemonade Stand. Both of those are very extremely important to our community. And so for that, I very much appreciate all of her efforts, both here on the board as well as in the community. And I hope she will continue to be involved. Tom, thank you for the past 8 years of serving on the Village Board, and of course, 6 years serving on the Park Board and serving as Park Board President. So you've given a lot of your time to our community. I'm always amazed by your deep understanding of municipal law and how it would affect our community. You've helped us through many legal issues, and I appreciate that. I've always valued your perspective on major projects from a legal point of view, as well as a practical point of view. You took on the responsibilities that were hard and controversial, starting with the collaboration committee. As the village, we initiated the committee so that all of our taxing bodies would collaborate on similar problems with the idea of working on solutions together. You tackled that responsibility head on. The committee under your leadership created the community calendar, a need in the community to go to one site for all the events happening in the community. BornRFHappenings.com. It has gotten regional and national attention. When I presented it to the Mayor's Innovation Project in DC in 2019, the calendar won accolades as a good example of community engagement. Thank you, Tom, for your innovation and leadership. Last, your ability to stick to something that is controversial and hard and frankly emotional is a testament to your leadership. Leading the DEAR committee, I know, has been difficult, but I appreciate your work to that end. We live in a 2.5 square mile community. We practically know each other. Nothing is purposeful or lopsided. It's called an emotional, difficult conversation with differing opinions that we will get through together as a community. All points of view will always be heard. So Tom, again, thank you for your leadership during a very emotional committee. It's hard, but I personally appreciate it, and I know our community appreciates your effort toward that. Kathleen, thank you for being the best clerk and being at my side. Although I often forget to call on you during public official comments, it is not because I do not care about you, but my mind is often going a mile a minute, but your presence, however, is always felt. And when you do speak, your voice and comments are clear and constructive. So I thank you for that. I admire your ability to pronounce words and names like nobody can. You have that magic touch. I've enjoyed sitting next to you for the past 4 years. You always reminded us of the good we're all trying to do and the kindness for each other. You will be missed. However, I know I will see you around town and the bocce courts for sure. So thank you, my friend, for being here and being part of this community. So with that, we have little plaques that we'd like to give to you. It's your name tag. Plaque. I'll take one out. Maybe you can take it out. You can show the residents. And Tom, we will bring this to you in little white. So this is a little plaque that you can put up in your office or kitchen or wherever you like to, with your name tag and a little thank you.
Sure, I'll take over my office.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. All right, so with that, I'm going to now adjourn. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I completely forgot.
Damn, I thought we were going to get
out of that. It won't happen again because I can't do it.
You can't forget anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to be here.
Right.
Tom, did you want to say anything?
Are you I'll be short, but first I want to thank my wife, Cheryl. As Bob kindly put it, I've been doing this for 14 years of having meetings and having certain members of the community be mad at me. And Cheryl's been great throughout. She was incredible help in all the times we ran elections. And she's been an incredible wife for 32 years now. I kind of want to thank my kids, but really only for the first election to village board because they refused in the second election to help me. So they only get credit for my first term in office. They don't get credit for my second term. I really want to thank the village staff. I mean, Eric was, you know, until he just left, had been the village administrator for 7.5 of my 8 years on the board. And as I said to them then, I won't reiterate what I said, but he was great at his job. He really understood not just the nuts and bolts of being a village manager, but the heart and soul of being a village manager. And I think actually Lisa has demonstrated that same sort of aptitude. I want to get a chance to weigh in on it, but if I had my choice, I would probably pick Lisa unless Eric wanted to come back. No offense, Lisa. Everyone on the staff, the chiefs, everyone is incredible, but I want to especially thank Sarah Pfeiffer. Sarah had to do the deer with me, and I know she didn't really enjoy doing the deer with me, but she is a true gem. I mean, we're fortunate to have all the staff members that we have, but Sarah being as young as she is and so perceptive and understanding of sort of the dynamics of a group is a great attribute for someone in any position in village administration to have. And I think Sarah really has that. So Sarah, I meant to actually reach out to you before tonight. I don't want to embarrass you, but I forgot. So I apologize for that. What else do I have? I'm not going to individually go over everyone because it gets kind of tedious, but I wanted to specifically tip my hat to Kathy Adusi. She has been on the board. The one thing I learned tonight is I've been on this board for a long time. The only comments people had about me was I had institutional memory. I would point out that Kathy has more institutional memory than I. Your job is not thankless, but you're not paid. You put in like a 60-hour week. So that alone to me is a testament to your dedication to the village. I think that is the most important attribute they have. I mean, you're organized, you're smart, everything else, but it's your dedication to our village that is so important. And it's why you put in the time that you do, and it's why we've achieved the things that we have. I'm very proud of the accomplishments over the past 8 years. Admittedly, there have been some instances where I kind of wish I didn't run for village board because it unfortunately pitted residents against residents and in some instances friends against me. But at the end of the day, what always drove my philosophy was I tried to figure out what was best for the village, not for me, not for a friend. It was basically, what do we need to do and how do we do it? And so that's what I strive to do. I wasn't always successful. As I said, some people got mad at me, but at least I was true to that sort of ethos that at the end of the day, our job isn't to substitute our wisdom for the public. It's to sort of divine what the public wants. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, oftentimes those issues are closely conflated. And so it's a difficult decision, but you work the process and you follow through and hopefully you get an acceptable, a solution that's acceptable to the majority of the people, because at the end of the day, that's often all that we can do. So that's it. I mean, it's been 14 years of doing this, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been an honor to work with all of you throughout the eight. I was actually meant to do this earlier, and I forgot. I was going to total up all the different trustees I had served with, but it's a lot. Let's put it that way. It's been an honor to represent the residents of River Forest. We have a great community. I think we will continue to have a great community as long as we continue to elect leaders, trustees, park board members that care about the community, because that's what it really comes down to. It can't be about your self-interest. It can't be a one-issue person running because you don't like something or you want something. It has to be, what can I do to achieve the best for everyone? And so that's what I've strived to do. That's always been kind of my watchword, but I'm sure I failed in some instances, but at least I assure everyone that I tried to do my best. So thank you. Thanks to everyone. I am confident with the next set of trustees that I will barely be missed. And it's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
I can speak.
Yes. First of all, I just want to say to Patty and to Tom that it's been a pleasure to serve with you both. You've served the residents of River Forest with fidelity. I've watched you consider each vote thoughtfully, never taken it lightly, while always staying centered on your desire to help the residents. You're wonderful examples of what it means to walk the walk. Thank you for all you've given to the village of River Forest. It's been a privilege to sit at this table for the last 4 years. I've learned so much and have gained such an appreciation of municipal governance. It's a complex, important, and impactful thing. Thank you to Lisa Shiner, and before you, Eric Palm, and to all of the village staff. I'm so grateful to benefit from all your experience, hard work, and excellence. Thank you, Greg, for your clear explanations and for always being there when I needed clarification on how to proceed with the vote. To all the trustees that I've had the pleasure to serve with, Carmela Corsini, Mike Gibbs, Susan Conti, Tom Cargi, Russ Vasquez, Katie Brennan, Patty Hennick, Bob O'Connell, and Erica Bachner, you inspire me with your commitment, your service, and your passion. You each have brought your own unique skills and talent to the board, and we are all the better for it. And Kathy, thank you for sitting by my side all these years. Your good humor and support have made serving as clerk an enjoyable experience. I've learned so much from you, and I will always be grateful for our time together at this table. And lastly, I want to thank all the residents who have come to speak before the board or volunteered their time on behalf of our community. Your willingness to give up your time or your evening to share your concern or perspective or disappointment or approval is the entire reason I wanted to do this job. You are all the heart and soul of this village and why I still feel so lucky to be a resident of River Forest. Thank you also very much, and I will treasure my memories of my time as village clerk.
Thank you. Open up. Yeah.
Very good. I think that concludes the remarks from recognition and remarks for our elected officials, outgoing elected officials. So we will adjourn. Senye DA? Did I get that right?
Yes. I'll move to adjourn the village board meeting. Senye DA.
Second.
Both of them.
Okay. Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
That's your last one, my friend. Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Meeting.
I'm going to go with hell yes, Kathleen, but I decided probably wasn't a good idea.
What?
I was going to go with hell yes, but I decided that wasn't a good idea.
Oh, okay. Thank you for your decorum. All right, well, now we will make the official movement of, should we swear them in first?
Is that? Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have Kathleen begin swearing in our new elected officials.
Ken, I think you are first on our list, if you would be so kind as to
Ken
come
Johnson,
up.
We've got
how
it.
Would we, how, what's the best way for view no, for the camera? Should he stand here?
I think on your left side, right
well,
there.
Okay,
so Ken,
yes.
I'm going to give you a script.
Give us 1 minute. We're going to try to get it up on the
okay,
screen.
So you can follow along, even though it's not very confusing.
Give us 1 second. I just thought we would get it up so people on the can see it. I think we have to maybe move.
They can see. Yep.
Can they see it?
Yep, they can.
Okay, there you go. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll see. I'm not sure.
All right. So, why don't we go ahead? We're just going to
We're going to get it up on the screen so people could view it.
You can't hear, though.
They're sworn in. Do you want them to take a seat, or where would you, what would you like?
Yeah,
to
then
do?
Take your seat. So, Ken, once you're sworn in, if you can take your seat next to Bob O'Connell, right? Oh, okay. And then, yeah, you'll just sit right there. We're just going to, you normally will sit right next to him, but because of COVID, we're going to spread you out a little bit. Okay. Oh, you guys take your time. Mm-hmm. I think so. Is that how we want it? That's how we wanted it, right? Okay. Done it. All right. There you go.
There we are.
Now we can see you.
All right.
Look at that. Please raise
Thank
your
you,
right
Lisa.
Hand. Repeat after me. I, Ken Johnson.
I, Ken Johnson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
The duties of the office of village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Yeah.
Would you be so kind? I'm going to sign my name here.
And I think
and
Ken is
you,
joined by
here.
His lovely wife here, Amber, right? His two children. I don't know.
You yeah, want to sign your name right there? Yeah.
Congratulations, the Johnson family. We could take a picture with, if you want to, I mean, now or later.
Yeah, okay. If you want to keep that, you can. No, we don't need to sign it.
Yeah, so, I could take it with my family. I know they're going to kill me later on, but I'll take it
with Yeah, absolutely. We'll be happy to take a picture with...
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to
maybe?
Be? Do you want
together? I mean, we can get out of the way here.
Mm-hmm. No, we're good. Maybe Bob. Yeah. There you go. There you go. There you go. Woo! Yeah. Have a seat,
right
Trustee
there.
Johnson.
Right there.
Trustee Vasquez, you're next.
Oh, okay. See you in 4 years.
Yeah. No, he's going to need you here.
six, one half dozen of the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me, I'm trying to find... Do you only have one piece of paper there that I gave you, or is there two?
No, I just want to mess up.
Oh. Okay, so you can follow along.
Oh.
So it's a little easier. You don't
okay.
have to remember what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Respecio Vasquez.
I, Respecio Vasquez.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of the village trustee.
Of the office of village trustee.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Okay. You want to sign? Sign one.
Get,
sign one of them. I'll sign.
Get this on the front.
Great.
And Anne and
okay,
Kevin,
I'll sign
you
that.
Can I take a picture? Or?
That's it.
Yeah. And
Where's Annie? Oh,
Annie's right there. Peppy's right there.
All right. Come on. Okay.
Yep. Perfecto. Paula, we'll get one with you later, Paula.
All right. You only have that in my campaign manager.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah. is your campaign yeah. For sure.
Congratulations.
Okay. Okay, if you want to follow along.
Okay.
Right hand. Please use your right hand spot and repeat after me.
I will.
I, Lisa Gillis.
I, Lisa Gillis.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Village Trustee.
Of the Office of Village Trustee.
To the best of my ability.
The best of my ability.
Yeah. Congrats. Okay. All right. Do you want to sign right there? And then take your seat, Trustee.
Oh, Rick, you want a picture with Lisa? Come on, Rick.
Come on, Ricky.
Can't ignore us. We know where you're sitting. There's Rick.
Am I smiling?
Yeah. All right, very good. Yeah. And Lisa, you're going to be sitting right over there at the end.
President Adusi. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Catherine M. Adusi.
I, Catherine M. Adusi.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Village President.
Of the Office of Village President.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Yeah. Let's have you sign there. Oh, do you need a picture?
Oh, family? Nope, not here. Where did they all go?
Okay, we are up to last, but certainly not least, Jonathan Keller.
There you go.
There you go. You need your glasses?
Probably.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna,
you're going to wing it? You can do it. All right. So you'll raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Jonathan Keller.
I, Jonathan Keller.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution. Of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of Village Clerk.
Of the Office of Village Clerk.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Congratulations, clerk. Okay. Do you want to sign right there? Okay.
Let's see Kara here.
And I will sign. And do you need any photos? Is anybody here?
You know, they're home with the kids. Sorry.
All right.
I got the same problem.
So you can take your seat, and I'm going to move my stuff out of your way.
Oh, please don't.
You can probably, yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. Okay. All right. So you just need to sign. So if anybody wants to comment. I don't know if any of the newly elected trustees.
We need to call the meeting to order.
Oh, okay. And then we can. Is this my comment? Someone's just to say no.
Yeah, so we have to order and then if any of the newly elected
Okay.
To use for the meeting because all my stuff is up.
Oh, you want to use this for
me? Do you have another one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you Thank you.
Oh, these are all.
Oh, here.
This is John's.
Oh,
discussion?
I'm done.
Right? Yeah, you. Oh.
Am I excused?
Well, you can be right there.
There's a lot of people who want to.
No, I think we're. Okay, John, so here's the deal.
That's your.
And what we're going to do now is take the roll call. When I say take a roll call, you just need to name these, Erica Botman, so it's like here, Lisa Gill's here, and then away we go. Okay, so John, clerk, we'll take the roll call, please.
Erica Botner.
Sorry, my unmute button wasn't working. Here.
Lisa Gillis.
Here.
Here.
Katie Brennan.
Here.
Ken Johnson.
Here.
Bob O'Connell.
Here.
Ms. Aducci.
I'm here, right next to you. All right. So we'll move into the elected official comments and announcements. Is there any elected officials wanting to make any comments before we start? No? Few?
No.
Welcome?
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You're welcome.
I just want to make sure there's an opportunity.
Okay. All I'll say is thank you to everybody who put me here, and I look forward to serving this community.
Right.
I will also say thank you, and specifically my strongest fan base of my daughters, Jillian and Marissa, and my lovely wife, Amber. And I look forward to serving, and I do plan to practice on the tenets I ran under, which are transparency, diversity, and inclusion of thought, and everything that we do, as well as working with this wonderful board and producing results. Thank you.
Okay. John, Rez?
No, John, do you want to say anything?
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Okay. And all I want to say is welcome to Lisa, Ken, and Jonathan. I'm looking forward to working with you the next 4 years.
Okay. Okay, so I've got a few words that I prepared. It might be a little lengthy, but I think it's worth reading through, given that we've got a lot of work ahead of ourselves. So again, I would like to thank the residents of River Forest for their continued confidence and support in our agenda for our community. Over the last 8 years, our board has not wavered from what is important to us, to what we value as a community, and why we choose River Forest as our home and the place to work. Our vision is to maintain and continue the growth of River Forest as an outstanding place to live and work through focused and steady leadership and community engagement. We are guided by three broad principles and remain committed to them, and they are ensuring safety for all of our residents and businesses, strengthening our quality of life, and stabilizing our property taxes. When the board studies any measures, we implicitly use the practice of good governance. I ask that each trustee step back and listen and strategically assess whether the policy will be in the village's best interest. We are also tasked to consider if a measure reflects the values we live with and are governed by. We accomplished a great deal over the last 8 years, and we have more to do. Together, we address the need to ensure our community quickly and swiftly were safe from COVID-19 by responding through constant communication and immediate relief to our residents and businesses. We set up a senior response team to ensure our most vulnerable were cared for, and now we are on the road to recovery plan by staging two free vaccine clinics for our residents 65 and older. We also worked hard to ensure we received our fair share of federal funds to help pay for some of these relief measures, and we will continue to adhere to the county and state mandates as it relates to mitigation efforts. We will continue to enhance our safety by using technology and training, but equally important, our public safety has created a better bond with our residents through implementing quarterly community safety meetings so that our police and fire can discuss any issues directly with our residents, visitors, or businesses. We will continue to invest in our public safety through additional training, technology, and in community engagement efforts. We will continue to improve our public safety through better hiring practices, adopting the village principles relative to a positive relationship between the community and law enforcement, and we will embrace and work with the TRHT framework and the DEI working group efforts to make our law enforcement a better law enforcement. Many elements contribute to a community vibrancy, such as transparent and responsive municipal government, quality homes, affordable homes, great schools, parks, house of worship, civic organizations, accessible transportation, and retail options, which is our second guiding principle of strengthening our quality of life. Over the last several years, our government has accomplished a lot in this area. We tackled the largest infrastructure project in our history. We will have reconstructed all our alleys to mitigate flooding while using permeable solutions to increase water diversion from our sewers. And tonight, we approved a 20-year sewer plan, giving our community a roadmap on flood mitigation efforts and investments. We continue to strengthen our historic preservation ordinance to address the significance of our beautiful architectural homes in our community. We created the Sustainability Commission, addressing the growing need to be a better steward of our environment. To that end, we started a composting program, a healthy lawn program, a tree trail program, a solar program, a bike plan, an electric aggregation program, and we signed on to the Chicago Climate Charter, Greenest Region Compact, and the Planet Green Initiative, all of which created our climate action plan. We are committed to a climate action plan, and we will look at ways to further reduce our greenhouse emissions using solar community, electric power stations, electric cars, equipment in our fleet. We will continue to look for ways to meet our goal and the goal of our country of zero CO2 by 2050. In 2017, we began to look at ways that our older adults could age in place. This is a key quality of life initiative for our community. We started a free snow removal program and our older adults for our older adults, and we are now designated as a dementia-friendly community. We are committed to ensuring that we are a livable community according to AARP standards by addressing housing, transportation, environment, and access to essential services for our older adults. I look forward to actionable recommendations from the Age-Friendly Committee. The third guiding principle is stabilizing our property taxes. Last year, we lowered our portion of the property tax to our residents to help our residents through the effects of COVID-19 and the pandemic had on them and their family. We continue to balance our budget year after year, earning the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award from GFOA since 2013 for the village. We continue to maintain a high municipal bond rating due to our fiscal policies, and we will continue to meet and exceed our pension obligations by accelerating payments into the pension fund and keeping our payments within the actuarial and mortality table recommendations. We are committed to balancing our budget every year and spending within our means. We will continue to find ways to enhance our revenue through state and federal grants and other funding methods. We are committed to continuing our economic development plans for Lake and Lathrop, Lake and Park, and on Madison and North Avenue. Through steady and reasonable growth in economic development, like we have seen with the Sheridan at Harlem and Chicago, our property taxes should begin to stabilize even more over the years. There is so much more to report, but let me end with our community is on solid ground, and we have more to do. I am so proud to have been elected another 4 years as your village president. I promise that I will work hard. I will be transparent. I will be available. I will bring together the best of our community on issues that are important to us. And last, I will always treat everyone with respect and dignity. Again, thank you so much for your vote of confidence and support. And I welcome Ken and Lisa, and I welcome back Rez. And I look forward to working with the administration, continuing with Lisa and Greg, and I welcome John. So thank you again. Appreciate it. Okay, so we'll move on to, Police Department Officer of the Year, Mr. Officer Fields. Who's going to do this?
Okay. Chief O'Shea is coming up.
Okay.
Troy, why don't you come up and we'll get you, make sure you're on camera here. Madam President, honorable members of the Village Board, good evening. We're here tonight to present the Officer of the Year Award for the year 2020. First, I'd like to give you a little background about Corporal Troy Fields. Corporal Troy Fields grew up in Chicago's southeast side and attended Mount Carmel High School. Corporal Fields attended Loras College and graduated from Governor State University. Corporal Fields began his career with the River Forest Police Department in January of 2000 after having worked as a police dispatcher and auxiliary officer with the Forest Park Police Department. Corporal Fields has served as a patrol officer, crime prevention officer, DARE officer, business liaison officer, school resource officer, and most recently appointed to the position of corporal on the midnight shift. The Officer of the Year Committee met on March 31st, 2021. The committee consisted of personnel from different ranks and units of assignment. I am honored to announce that Corporal Troy Fields has been named Officer of the Year 2020. Corporal Fields received several nominations for this prestigious department award. The nominations describe Corporal Fields as self-motivated, and he consistently demonstrated superior performance. Corporal Fields made numerous noteworthy arrests throughout the year. He has always came to work with a positive attitude and serves serves the Village of River Forest with distinction. Corporal Fields was described as a mentor to newer officers and showed commitment to teamwork by consistently aiding his fellow officers. Corporal Fields was described also as loyal and caring as a co-worker who makes it his mission to check in with his fellow officers about their well-being and their families. Corporal Fields has been married to his wife, Sandy, for 24 years, and they have two children, Juliana and Ben, that are here this evening. Congratulations to Corporal Fields on earning the prestigious Officer of the Year for 2020. And we now would like to present Officer Fields with the award.
Yeah.
And thank you. Would you like to take a quick picture with your family, maybe
yeah,
up here?
A picture with your family. I think a picture with us is kind of not cool with COVID.
Is that good,
though? Yeah. Thank you, buddy. Okay.
At this time, we would ask the new village clerk to step up and assist with the oath of office for the promotion of sergeant for Mike Fries.
Yeah, Mike.
And just before that, I will give a little background so we know a little bit more about Mike Fries. Sergeant Mike Fries grew up in the south suburbs and attended Argo High School. Sergeant Fries attended Western Illinois University and graduated with honors with a Bachelor of Science in Law Enforcement and Justice Administration. Sergeant Michael Fries started as a patrol officer in January of 2003. Sergeant Fries is an 18-year veteran of the River Forest Police Department. He has held the positions of tactical officer, field training officer, corporal, and most recently detective. Sergeant Fries has moved up to the next phase of his career as the afternoon patrol shift supervisor. Sergeant Fries has been married for 19 years and is raising his two children, all that are in the audience this evening. We wish Sergeant Fries success as our newest police sergeant, and at this time, we would ask the village clerk to administer the promotional swearing in.
John, you can get to the mic.
Please raise your right hand. I'm Michael Fries.
I'm Michael Fries.
Having been appointed to the office of police sergeant in the village of River Forest.
Having been appointed to the office of police sergeant in the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Family members, come on up. Take a picture.
It's photo time.
Yeah, it's photo time. There you go. Nothing, John. There you go. Ah, that's great. Is that the brother?
Maybe.
Yeah. Very good, thanks. Yeah. Well, maybe, yeah, he'll, Michael. Huh? Yeah.
You know, at this time, I'd ask Officers Neiman and Drake to please step up here. And this is special because this right here, you're looking at some of the future leaders of the organization. And it's been a long time we've been able to speak before the board and introduce the board and also the community to some of our newest talents. I'm going to give you a background on our new probationary officers, and then we'll have them be sworn in with their oath of office. First, Officer Lane Neiman grew up in Willowbrook with his parents and four older sisters. Officer Neiman attended Hinsdale South High School and went on to play baseball at Baldwin Wallace University in Berea, Ohio. Is that correct?
Berea, yeah.
Berea, thank you. And graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Finance. Officer Neiman was an accountant before becoming a police officer. Officer Neiman has four older sisters, nine nieces and nephews, and his parents, Lane Sr. and Laura. Lane's father, who's here this evening in the back of the room, served as a police officer with the Village of North Riverside for 34 years and retired as their chief of police. Officer Neiman graduated the Cook County Sheriff's Police Academy on April 22nd, 2021, and is currently assigned to the Field Training and Evaluation Program. Now on to probationary Officer Megan Drake. Officer Megan Drake grew up in Naperville, Illinois, with her parents and her younger sister and two younger brothers. Officer Drake attended Neuqua Valley High School and went on to graduate from Loyola University in Chicago with a Bachelor of Arts in Spanish. Officer Drake was a fitness instructor and worked in the service industry before becoming a police officer. Officer Drake attended the Cook County Sheriff's Police Academy with Officer Neiman and also graduated on April 22nd and is also currently assigned to the Field Training and Evaluation Program. At this time, I would ask the village clerk to administer the oath of office for both officers.
Thank you. We'll start with Megan. Megan, would you please raise your right hand?
I, Megan Drake.
I, Megan Drake.
Having been appointed to the office of police officer in the Village of River Forest.
Having been appointed to the office of police officer in the Village of River Forest.
In the County of Cook.
In the County of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties
of the office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Of the office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
just have you stay up and go on the other side of Officer Neiman.
Would you please raise your right hand? I, Lane Neiman.
I, Lane Neiman.
Having been appointed to the office of police officer.
Having been appointed to the office of police officer.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Of the office of police officer to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wayne, would you like your family members to come up? Is your father here tonight? Lane Sr. Step on up.
There you go. That's good. Father, son. Good. Yeah, father, son.
And Megan, would you like your family to step up for a photo?
Yeah, come on up. Oh, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Of course.
These are very rare opportunities. Let's take advantage of them. And once again, I just want to thank the Village Board for this opportunity to do these presentations this evening. It's nice to have people in the audience and be able to interact face-to-face.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
We appreciate all your efforts. All right, so that was very nice. And, again, welcome aboard. Congratulations to Troy and to your promotion and to our two probational officers. We're hoping everything will go well in the future for all of us. Okay, so let's move on to our consent agenda. I'm going to ask if I can get a trustee to move A through G on consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through G.
We'll hear a second.
Second.
Okay, is there any comments or questions regarding A through G? Hearing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to please read each item and then take the vote.
A, proclamation designating Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Proclamation. Trustee Brennan?
No, we'll go ahead and run through all of them. And
you
then
want to
we'll
run through all of them?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
B, proclamation designating National Bike Month. Proclamation. Father Jeff Smith Day. Proclamation. Resolution honoring outgoing elected officials Kathleen Brand White, Tom Cargi, Patty Hennick. Resolution. Monthly department reports. Accounts payable April 2021, $1,727,755.60. And the village administrator's report.
Great. I'll take the vote.
Voters. Katie Brennan.
Yes.
Ken Johnson?
Yes.
Bob O'Connell?
Yes.
Erica Bachner?
Yes.
Lisa Gillis?
Yes. Right.
Did you get Russ?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Respacio Vasquez.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll move on to item 10, the consent item for separate consideration. If I can get a trustee and a second, this is the common law conflict that Bob has on
mm-hmm.
McDonald's.
Got it.
So wait until I get a second and a move and then a second, and then we'll read it and vote.
I move we approve payment yeah. from the general fund to McDonald's Caravitas for $83.12.
Second. All right. Okay. Any questions on this?
So I would ask the clerk to not call my name during this because of my relationship with the franchisee.
Okay.
Understood.
So if you can read it and then take the vote without Bob.
So April accounts payable from the general fund to McDonald's, care of VTs for $83.12. Trustee O'Connell, common law conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, thank you. So we'll move on to 11. And here, let's take them individually. I was going to put
okay.
them together. But why don't huh?
you want me to do it? I can
yeah.
do it together.
So, well, we can do it, yeah, if you want to. It might
sure.
be faster. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to move to concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Ken Johnson as co-chairperson to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Group and concur with the recommendation of the village president to appoint Helen Kwan and Barbara Morrell to the Age-Friendly Committee.
Do we have a second?
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay. Any comments or questions regarding these appointments? Hearing none, I would ask the
Kathy, I just had one question. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
it may be more for Greg. The motion to concur rather than approve, is that because we are amending something? I just wanted to be clear.
So the motion that's made is to... I'm sorry, I'm just pulling up the sheet here, to concur with the recommendation for the appointment to be made. It has the same impact as giving advice and consent. It's just another way to say that the board agrees with the village president's appointments. So,
did we change this along the way?
So. No, it's fine. The motion that's presented allows the village board to either approve or not the people that President Ducey has brought forward for these positions.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Trustee Bob?
It does, yeah. I wanted to make sure there was no significant difference between the two.
No. It's not. Concurring and giving advice and consent are the same thing legally. So a vote in favor of the motion would be to concur with these appointments. If it passes, these folks will be serving in those positions.
Wonderful. And then just to further mention, Trustee Johnson, I look forward to meeting you and to working with you and Lisa Schreiner on the Equity Advisory Ad Hoc Group in the future. So really looking forward to this.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you. Okay, thank you. If I can ask then the clerk to take the vote.
Should we read the amendment first?
No, you don't need to. Just on the consent agenda.
Okay.
You need to read it.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Okay, and then you called Trustee Johnson and you'll recuse yourself. Trustee Johnson.
He was marked out here, so I didn't call him.
Okay.
Trustee Johnson.
Yeah, I will recuse and abstain from voting, given my name is in.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. And I, too, look forward to all these appointments, Helen and Barbara and Ken joining these two organizations. So we have no unfinished business, and we have last but not least new business. This has to do with the River Forest Library. So if I can get a
don't need a motion on this one. They can make their presentation, and we would just seek
Okay. All right. So if I see Deb was on.
Do you want me to just kind of kick it off and
explain
it to the new trustees?
Sure.
Okay. So for those of you who are new to the board, this is the first step in a plan development process. The plan development is a zoning entitlement process for any property owner in the Village of River Forest who seeks to develop property, and it would fall underneath the plan development ordinance. So this is typically a pretty time and resource intensive process. And so the first step in that process is that an applicant would come and check in with the board at the outset and get some initial feedback. This isn't approving the plan development. There is no authority that's granted to them to construct anything. It's basically just a check-in and a touch base with the board before they initiate this process. And the scale of plan developments, I would say that this one is relatively small, but under the ordinance, it does trigger because they're in the PRI, Public Recreational Institutional Zoning District. Anytime you construct something that is permanently adhered to the ground, it triggers plan development. And so the library is here before you tonight to introduce the project to you, get your initial thoughts and feedback to the extent that you have any, and then you would concur and allow them to essentially now proceed in the process, which would be to engage with residents, to go before the Development Review Board for a public hearing, and then that Development Review Board will ultimately bring their recommendation back to you whether or not to grant the plan development permit. So this is step one for the library.
Yeah. So this is what we typically do for plan development. We just introduce the plan development to the board, and then they begin going through the official process. So.
Yep.
Deb Hill, who's the president of the public River Forest Public Library, welcome. And I think you're here to give us a little presentation. So,
thank you, Kathy. I am going to turn it over to our new director, Emily Tompkins-Zack, and she will walk you through the steps of where we are and where we hope to be.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Thank you for your time tonight and for letting me introduce this project to you. The River Forest Comprehensive Plan notes the need for the library to better serve the community by working to meet the growing demand for meeting and activity space, which is our ultimate goal with our plan development application. The library has one meeting room. The Barbara Hall meeting room is typically in near constant use for both library programs and public meetings. In 2019, the library had to deny 150 meeting room requests from the public because the room was in use. And we anticipate high demand once COVID restrictions are lifted. Public space is a scarce resource in River Forest, and we are excited by the opportunity to create more. The library's air handler unit is currently located in an interior north mechanical room adjacent to the children's room. The unit is due for replacement. Working with an engineering firm, we determined that it is feasible to install a new air handler unit to the library's exterior. Relocating the air handler would allow River Forest to reclaim just under 400 square feet of community space. We have a preliminary drawing, which I'll share with you. The new air handler unit is 8 feet by 13 feet and would be installed on a concrete pad and enclosed in both a metal enclosure and a masonry enclosure. Altogether, that requires 400 square feet of space off the northeast side of the library building, which is the Centennial Park side. The unit's decibel range is 60 to 80. 60 is equivalent to that of a residential air conditioner, and 80 is equivalent to a garbage disposal, if you flip it on. And that is before it's inside its two enclosures. So the metal box that it would be in and the masonry enclosure would muffle that sound as well. The masonry wall will be 16 feet by 25 feet and placed on a 1 foot wide, 42 inch deep concrete footer. And the brick wall would be in keeping with the library's facade. I'm going to show you a different picture now of what it will look like. You can see this one. Our hope is to start the project in mid-September, because that's the ideal temperature to turn the air handler off, because we have to turn it off to replace it. It is estimated to take 6 to 8 weeks for the entire project to be completed in November. We've presented our plan and discussed it with the River Forest Park District, as they're the property owners and we lease the library from them. and they have expressed their support and have agreed to allow the library to act as the interested agent in order to file the plan development permit application. And I'm happy to answer any questions if you have any, or to try to.
Emily, it's nice to meet you. I heard your about your recent appointment, so it's nice to see you in person, or to see you your face anyway.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
I do have a question. Please keep that image up, because I'm trying to figure out where this is going to be built vis-a-vis that piece that juts out. Is it going to impact that ball field?
No, the ball field won't need to move. The park district looked very carefully at the limits of where it will be, and it won't affect the baseball field. I don't know if you can see where my mouse is. This is the enclosure right here. And then the baseball field is around the corner.
So, Katie, that's what it would look like.
Right, okay. That's what it would look like.
Yeah, okay, I see. This is a mock-up of what it will look like.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Gotcha. It's a good mock-up, it looked real.
Oh, I know. Good.
Okay, great. Any other questions for the library? No, I think this makes sense. And I'm especially happy that you worked it out with the park district. So I think it makes sense, unless anybody has any objections to it. I think we allow them to go through the plan development process and wish you luck, and see you maybe a couple months.
I'll work with them, to start working through the DRB and keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Yeah, makes sense. I'm glad to, like you said, room is, space is very precious. So wherever we can gather it, it's good to do it. Okay, so thank you, Deb and Emily. I appreciate your time and sticking to it here. Otherwise, we'll go ahead and move on, because it looks like there's consensus. Okay, so we'll move on to our last item, 13B, which is discussion and direction on block parties. Now, we did want to make this meeting easy, so I hope this doesn't derail this easiness. So, but we do want to get a motion to concur with staff's recommendation, which we haven't heard yet, but we will hear, and then we'll modify it as we go along once we have a discussion. So if I can get a trustee to move and second, and then we can discuss and ask staff to talk to us.
Motion to concur with staff's recommendation to permit block parties in the Village of River Forest.
Second.
Okay, very good. So Lisa, you're up.
All right. So about a year ago at this time, the village board directed staff to suspend issuing block party permits during the pandemic. We were concerned at the time, as there's typically, they're a little bit more free form with certain types of special events that have been allowed under county and state health guidelines. Those were a little bit easier to manage because there's an agency and an entity that's typically in charge of running that. Block parties, we understand, are a little bit more freeform. It's great opportunity for neighbors to get to know each other, share a sense of community. We all know how incredibly important that has become for our sanity over the last year. And so we are asking the board now to go ahead and direct staff to allow block party permits to be released. We are going to modify them slightly. So they would still be able to do green block parties. We'd still have all of those amenities available to anyone who wants to participate in that. We would continue to suspend participation by village personnel in those events. So often residents would be able to request the presence of police and fire at those events. We're going to hold off on that, is our recommendation, until we move into phase 5, which could happen as early as June 11th. And we would also ask that when the block party permit application is submitted, we make sure we get contact information for the permittee, so that if we get any concerns or complaints, we can reach out to that individual and ask them to address it, and acknowledge the fact that if we're unable to get those concerns or complaints during the event addressed, that unfortunately, if we can't get compliance with county or state health guidelines, so we may have to ultimately rescind that permit. So in order to avoid any issues like that, we're asking that applicants acknowledge on the front end that they have a responsibility to share those guidelines with their neighbors, and that they have a responsibility, they and their neighbors, to adhere to those guidelines. But under the state's regulations, outdoor events and festivals have caps on participation, and we would ask that residents respect those guidelines so that we can allow these to proceed.
Yeah. Lisa, question for you. Thank you for...
One minute, Erica. Trustee Johnson?
I just wanted to know, is there a number cap that they need to be aware of?
Yeah, so in phase four, it's 50, and that number is increasing incrementally as we move into the bridge phase and as we move into phase five, which would be unlimited. So I think we go up to 100 people in the bridge phase. I would have to double check that, but
I think you're right.
Yeah, it goes up to 100 people.
Okay. Sorry, Erica.
No, that's okay.
No, that's a good question.
It's a good question. Yeah, and the CDC is still talking about guidelines with regard to mask wearing, right? So we would ask people to be mindful of those things. If you haven't been vaccinated, we ask you to follow the CDC guidelines when you're out at the event. Obviously, we don't know who has and who hasn't been vaccinated. We assume River Forest residents will use good judgment, and then we assume that River Forest residents care about their neighbors and will do what they need to do to protect each other and their own families.
Yeah, that was a good question, Trustee Johnson. And so what that makes me think about is I think there are block parties that tend to be more than one block. So if people are doing this and we look to, you know, approve this, that maybe they consider those being smaller. The other question that I had for you, Lisa, was here you mentioned that permit applicants share the information, the guidelines, and that kind of information with residents who would be participating. I could see that happening in a flyer that goes out to residents about the block party. Are there other ways that you are considering they should have those kinds of acknowledgments during the block party or before?
We're leaving that up to the permit applicant. We have some information that we're going to share with permit applicants at the time that their permit is issued. So we will make that flyer and information available to them. They can share it via email. We're gonna put all of this information so that everybody has it out on our website through e-news, assuming of course that the board approves this, and on social media so that everybody has access to those things and we can make it easily findable on the village's website and other communication channels.
So,
Trustee O'Connell.
So I assume we're going to be working on the honor system here. And so, you know, we want residents to, you know, be cognizant of the residents that aren't participating in these things.
Yeah,
so.
Correct. Yes, Trustee.
And my question, Lisa, when they apply, someone applies for the permit and you issue the permit, do you do it in advance? For example, if I was to request a permit 3 months in advance, what's the turnaround time for you to approve the permit or issue the permit?
We ask that permit applications come in 2 weeks, and that's something that was a timeline that existed pre-pandemic.
Okay.
We would ask for 2 weeks. Partly because there's just a little bit of coordination on the back end in terms of making sure we get barricades out there, the sorted out stations for green block parties.
Okay.
There are just some logistical things on the back end that we would ask that they do that. The other thing I wanted to point out, it was in the memo, in addition to not having police out there until phase five, we would ask that people not use inflatables, bounce houses, things like that, until all of those restrictions are lifted.
And Lisa, the reason why I'm asking is that if you do issue it, and I appreciate it in 2 weeks, then if there's any CDC guidelines that change, I know there's the honor system, but if someone says, and I'm thinking of one or two people, that says, oh, you approved this 2-3 months of when the CDC guidelines were this, and if things would have changed, maybe your permit can state that it needs to follow, or the permit needs to follow CDC guidelines as amended at the current time or something along those lines.
Yeah, absolutely, and it does.
Okay.
I agree with you.
Perfect.
It does, yeah.
Perfect.
So the other thing I would note, too, is that if we start rolling back to, you know, unfortunately, if the numbers start to go up, which we hope that they don't, if we start moving backward the other way, then obviously those permits would either be suspended or revoked and then reinstated at a time where it's safe to help hold that type of a gathering again.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, this seems fairly reasonable, especially given that I think Governor Pritzker is going to announce shortly about being in the bridge. Mm-hmm. What are you calling the bridge?
We expect to be in the bridge to phase five by the end of this week.
Okay.
And if the case rates and the data hold steadily in a good direction, we could be in phase five as early as June 11th, which has no restrictions on occupancy. Now, that's not saying anything about mask wearing and social distancing, but certainly on occupancy, it would be lifted. So
it seems reasonable.
Right. I'm in favor of the recommendation.
Great. Seems like everybody is in favor. So, okay, so we've got a motion on the table with, you know, I don't think we modified anything other than, So I'll go ahead and ask the clerk to just take the vote.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Trustee Bochner?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes. Well, very good. I think that ends our evening. So I'd ask for an adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn the village board meeting.
Second.
Okay. You can just say all in favor, right?
No.
No, you have to go
vote,
roll call. Okay. Yeah. I keep forgetting that. So you have to name by roll call.
I'm sorry. I missed who second.
My board.
So who second? Ren.
Yes, I second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bochner.
Yes.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations on your first meeting. That was pretty painless.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, good night, everyone, and we appreciate your time.